But you really got to really pay attention to what I got to say tonight, because this is something that I told JB when we first got here tonight. He go, huh? Five things that God does not know. Whoa, wait, God knows everything, right? Five things that God does not know. What you think about that? Five things he does not know. He does not know any sin that he loves. Correct? God doesn't like any sin in our lives. I had a guy come up to me this past week, was what got me thinking about a lot of things. He came up to me and said, you know, as a minister, we preach God's word. We teach God's word. We, you know, we encourage people to look into their lives. But the more we're talking about it and the more we got to thinking about it, a pastor's job is not to put you in your place at all. Correct? A pastor's job is to show you the path that you need to follow, not to put you in your place, not to tell you this and that. God loves you for who you are right now. God loves you, everything you're doing in your life. God loves you, everything. But here's God's love, which is stronger. God loves you so much, he knows there's a better options for you out there. There's better life for you. And I got thinking about that, he was sharing with me. And he was telling me some stuff that, I'm not going to lie to you, it kind of scared me. He was telling me stuff about my life. I never met this guy for a day in my life. He was telling me different things. I shared this with JB and Jared a few weeks ago. He was telling me more and more things. And I kept thinking, man, where are you from? He was from, I think, I want to say it was did I say Missouri? I can't remember exactly. North Carolina, that's where he was, North Carolina. He was pastor for 33 years in Florida. Then he's pastor. He's been there for 13 years in North Carolina, but he's from El Dorado, Arkansas. And he got sharing his stuff with me, and he says, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? And I'm thinking, we just had a whole session on the Holy Spirit. We just finished a session on the Holy Spirit. And he kept thinking, he said, you know, the Holy Spirit teaches you different things in life. The Holy Spirit, you know, that encounter you have when you speak to God in different languages and the tongues of. And I stopped him. I got thinking, brother, on your truck it says First Baptist Church of North Carolina. You're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit to me. He goes, they're real. That got me. Because I got thinking, man, this is a Baptist ordained minister telling me this stuff. That I said, well, I thought you didn't believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, well, this Baptist preacher does. And then he got telling me more stuff about my life. When I first stepped out of the van, and he said, hold up, before you say anything to me, he says, you're a man of God. I was thinking, do what? He says, I can feel it. You're a man of God. And I said, okay. Now, this was the only job I had left. So God puts things in place in your life sometimes that, most time I'm going to get the one job, get the next job. Brother Claude and Sister Donna said, man, you got to our house early the other morning. I was there at 7:45 due to their install, which was going to be a very easy install anyway. And that's what you normally do. You get to work, you go. This was my last job of the day. And I had no more jobs, so I really went in a hurry trying to get this done, you know, anything like that. And he got to the more he was talking to me, he was telling me stuff about my life and just prophesying to me, like, you grew up a certain way. You grew up not knowing your mom and father very well. This guy I never met for a day of my life. He was telling me all this other stuff about me. He was saying, well, brother, I want to pray for you. All this other stuff. He says, you're going through some stuff. I want to pray for you. I thought, man. We ain't allowed to talk about prayer at work. I'm not allowed to talk about God. I'm not allowed to tell you, invite you to church. I'm not allowed to do any of that at my job. I do anyway, but I'm not allowed to. If I had someone call on me, I guess I might get in trouble, but I've never had that problem. Because one thing I've learned, as you go in someone's house, you know their fruits very quickly. This is by entering their house. People say, well, how do you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can walk in someone's house and see what's in their life, and you know whether they're a Christian or they're not. And how they talk to their children, how they talk to each other, how they talk to their wife. Now, I joke with my wife a lot. Everybody knows that knows me. Because I've had a few people say, boy, if I was married to you, I'd knock you out. But it's just me and my wife. There's this. I joke. She jokes back. Y'all just don't hear it. Like the day I lost my front tooth. She died. She almost died. She almost fell out of her chair laughing so hard about me losing my front tooth. Then weeks on, she kept smiling at me, laughing more. I said, "What are you laughing?" Nothing. So we joke back and forth. But as a man of God, he kept telling me all this stuff and encouraged me in different things. And we got talking about, he helped me. He was like, "You know, there's five things that God does not know." And I was looking at him like he was crazy. I was like, "Hold up. I thought you knew who God is. God knows the beginning and everything." But he got telling me some stuff. He told me God does not know a sin that he does not hate. God does not know a sinner that he does not love. God does not know any way to heaven but by Jesus. God does not know a better day to accept Jesus Christ as a day it's in front of you now. Our church, I ain't gonna lie to you, I won't say I'm hot tempered, but my wife said I am. There we go. I do get a little warm around the collar sometimes. I really do. And there's two men in this church that really can calm me down really quick. And and let me tell you, this few days ago, I needed it. So I'm not going to go in detail, but I get aggravated sometimes. And I pray to God to help me be a better man at handling this, or help me be a better father dealing with different things, or help me be a better leader. And let me tell you something. As a minister, I found out this. It's easy to help someone. It's easy to sit down with someone and talk about their problems. I'm pouring my heart at y'all because this is family. This is our family right here. It's easy for me to pull you aside and go, "Hey, let me pray with you. Let me talk with you." But we need it also as ministers. And this past week, I needed it more than anything. I went and visited some people and late at night. And I was, like I said, I was upset. And it got me. And then my daughter, of all people, my oldest daughter, Brooke, looks at me and said, "Daddy, you ain't being a Christian." I said, "What? Girl, be quiet. Daddy, that's not Christian. Like, you can't do that." I said, "Honey, it'd be okay." "No, Daddy, you can't do that." I said, "I know. I know I can't do that, honey, but I want to." But she kind of told me, "You know, you can't do that." And I'm not going to tell you what I was going to do. It wasn't nothing that was going to put me in jail. I don't think it would have. I don't know, it might have. But she said, "No, we can't do that, Dad. That's not Christian." Like, and then I got thinking more. I was thinking, my 11-year-old daughter told me I wasn't being a Christian. She's pretty good about that, getting on me about a lot of things about that, to be honest with you. If I get upset about something, that it's not Christian life. But I think what it is she's using that, like, what they call that, Christina, what they call that when you, psychology, what do you call that when you flip it? Yeah, whoever said that, Zach, everybody said. That's what she uses on me, I believe. Because I tell her, "You're not being a Christian. You should be nicer to your sister." And she puts that in her pocket. And she waits. "Oh, I'm going to get Daddy with this. You wait and see." Then when she does, she pull that, "Daddy, you ain't being a Christian. Like, Mama, you ain't being Christian." My wife, and the reason I'm telling you this thing is because this is, my blood pressure is up. I couldn't even sing hardly not. I feel like my head's about to explode. I got so much going on in my head. And I got to thinking, you know, we teach our children how to act. And this morning, I didn't take Lord's Supper this morning at all. The Bible tells us that they'll take Lord's Supper. You got to examine your heart and your mind, correct? And what that means is, you know, it's talked about salvation, but that's not all it talks about. When you examine your heart and your mind, you can't be angry at all when you take Lord's Supper. There can't be no anger in you. And I was angry this morning, very angry. Then our preacher that preached this morning, let me tell you, I've heard a lot of women preach in my life. Woo! I looked at Kim, I said, "She Cajun. Woo!" She preached good this morning. I enjoyed every bit of it. And then she talks about grace. And I got thinking about grace. And I got thinking about, you know, the love that God has for us and the love that he wants us to be. He wants to take us who we are and make us better for him, for his work. I got thinking about that, and I got thinking about all the stuff that was going on in my head. That helped me this morning. It really did. And then, you know, phone calls I got through the week calmed me down. But I got thinking more to what we teach our children and our grandchildren, which I better be a long time if I have any of those, but parent has grandchildren that teaches their grandchildren about God's will in our lives, how to handle certain things that come to you. And this morning, the preacher said that the problems we face are not human. Well, I got to think, I said, man, I knew this already, but my mind is angry. And I sit there and listen to her preaching this morning. I was thinking, man, she's preaching to me for sure, because things that she was saying was me. I was upset. I was angry. And she kept looking at me. I don't know if she looked at y'all too, boy, she kept looking at me like she knew I was upset about something. Now, I don't know if it was just me, but maybe it's just my mind playing tricks on me. I kept looking down, looking this way. Even God went to the bathroom twice, keep her from looking at me. But it got me pretty hard. And this afternoon, I kind of kept to myself this afternoon. I did my study, and I just kind of kept to myself. And I searched, you know, I want to search more, and I want to learn more in Christ. And I think about what God has done for us already here, and what he's continued doing for us tomorrow and the next day. And then looking back, you know, on everything that we've been through as a church family and everything we're still going to face, I got reminded something that I forgot a long time ago. When God's work is going good, when God's work, people are praising God, things are happening in your church, things are moving, that's when a church gets attacked more than any time. If a church is not moving forward and it's not doing nothing for God, the church is never attacked at all. It's not. So I brought this sermon to let you know that the things that, you know, we know God knows all. It was just a common humor thing. But we know God knows all. God knows what we're going through right now in our hearts. God knows what you need in your life. God knows what you need tomorrow, the next day. Now, I will say this. It's hard to see a loved one attack, right? It is. It's hard. When I say a loved one, our church is considered a loved one to us. It's considered, that's an extent of your family. People say, where do you spend most of your time at? If I ask you that, there's three places I spend most of my time at. You want to know what those places are? First place, home. Second place, church. Anybody get to third place? Walmart. That's where I spend most of my life at. It's home, church, and Walmart. My wife thinks we got to go to Walmart 7 times a week. This blows my mind away, but that's where I spend most of my time, is at Walmart, church, and home. So we would tend to be more protective of certain areas, right? Now, I don't know how much protective I'd be at Walmart, but but you get what I'm saying. You know, we protect our home, we protect our family, we protect our church, we protect that church family. And we do things for each other. We do things to help one another. You know, I enjoy what we did at Ward's house the other day. I had to leave like at 2 o'clock, but I stayed most of the morning. We got a lot accomplished at his house in a short period of time. I did woodworking. Let me tell you, I'm not a woodworking kind of guy. I got it, and I told Bro Mike, I said, how's it look? Everybody, it look good to me. I said, you're not up here looking at it close enough. Yeah, it looked pretty rough where I was at. See, Roy, I tell you, it took a lot of silicone. But I enjoy doing stuff like that for our church family. We enjoy lifting one another. Now, I want you to understand this, where I'm coming from. This past week, you know, we all have someone we lean on. And I realized this past week that I have a temper more than I ever thought. And I'm saying it from the church right now, and I apologize. But this last week tested me really hard. My wife looked at me, was eating dinner. She looked at me. And I got really upset. And we actually caused us a little disagreement. I had a preacher just called me. It was intense fellowship. That's what we call it. So we don't have fights. We have intense fellowships. But I told her, I said, I just felt like I needed to stand up that night. And I got a little angry. But I've learned something from my anger that night. I learned this. If my 11-year-old daughter tells me I was doing wrong, then something's wrong. So, and like I said, nothing I was going to do was going to put me in jail. I just had to run really fast, but it wasn't going to put me in jail. I have that $30 in my back pocket. Get bonded and I'll play. But I want y'all church to pray for our church family. I want y'all to understand that the need that our church needs prayer. I want you to understand this, that God loves us more than anything. Doesn't matter what we come face when we walk out that door. Here, we feel safe, correct? You feel safe. You got your loved one beside you. You got family. If you need prayer, we're right here. If you need any kind of help, financially help, you got bills you can't pay. This is where family's for, to help one another. Walk out that door, it's a little scarier. Because then you got the world coming to attack you. As long as we're in this door, that world can't come in that door. But when we walk out that door, the world attacks us. Things are going to be said about us, or about our church, and different things about this and different things about that. And I have learned this past week, because I have learned how to be, I guess you can say, more humble, and kind of keep it and. That's why one guy I was talking to, I said, I guess you want me to shut up then. He said, well, I'm not saying that, brother. But my wife said, he tell you to shut up? No, he didn't tell me to shut up. But I want to just tell you this, though. But I have learned, and I got a trainee this week who I'm trying to train on how to do this for a job. And I look at that same way. I use, different scenarios with God. I'm trying to get this boy to understand. I said, look, man, he's not a boy. He's actually a girl. He's older than I am. And I said, look, man, I'm trying to get you to understand. You know, there's a better way than what you're doing. And I'm showing you that way. And let me tell you, this past week, I'm in Lincoln. Did I just really tell him that? Here I am doing the same thing. Preached a few weeks ago, there's a better way. What was that, Sister Daphne? That was one of you. That was you. I knew it was one of y'all. That there's a better way to do stuff and a better way to handle stuff. And I was telling him, I said, look, man, you can't do it like this. You got to. And I stepped back and go, I hear you. Getting on me again. Then I go tell him, I said, well, you got to do it this way. You can't. There's better ways. And then I was like, man, Jesus is talking to me strong this week about better ways of handling myself. Now, I'm going to go lie to you. It's been a long time since I've been in a fight. Long time. Very long. And I ain't planning on fighting nobody, but I just want to let you know that it's been a long time that we're going to take me to jail. It's been a long time since I've been that angry that I was that night. It's been a long time. But I look at God's word, and I tell you this exactly. God loves us for who we are, but he wants us to be better than what we are through him. Without him, we're still the same. Without him, we can't achieve what he wants to achieve in our lives. We've all had struggles with different things, different paths. We all have different things we face every day. You know, my house right now is probably one of the stresses it's ever been since 13 years of my marriage because of Kim's going to school again. But this is not like her last school. The last time she went to school, it wasn't much stress. This time it's more stress because this time it's a whole lot harder. And she's doing good, and I'm proud of her. But with that comes stress. And I'm trying to learn how to handle some of that stress. But the more I look towards God, and the more we had to give it to him, where our, different things in our life. And my wife puts on Facebook, looking for a dishwasher. And blew my mind. I ain't always looking for one. And I was like, looking for a dishwasher. I put on her, when do we start looking for one? Because that's new to me. We have a dishwasher, but I don't know, the people lived there before, I put that dishwasher in there, and I don't know what they did to it. Every time you turn it on, the water shoots out the front of it, and it's not the water lines. It's something to do with the actual seal. I think, man, I don't want to mess with no dishwasher. Then my mama puts in there, I got you one. Oh, mama, why? So, but now I got to go get it and install it, and she thinks I should do it instantly. I ain't got a day off this week. But I kind of look at that being... To me, God is like, believe it or not, your family God uses them sometimes to open your eyes and stuff. Look, if I get my wife a dishwasher, would that level some of her stress down? Okay, let's do it then. But then I got thinking, I got to load the dishwasher then. But I'm just giving you some examples of what's going on. And then on top of all that, I keep thinking about the path that we're leading for our family and the path that we're supposed to show our kids. You know, and I am thankful, very thankful for our church family here. I am thankful that if my kid acts out, y'all know y'all have permission to do whatever you got to do. But that's what it's supposed to be. In some churches, you can't do that. In some churches, you can't speak up and say, hey, little kid, sit down, because they're going to get offended. But that's not a family. This is a family here. I want you to think about this before we get to choir back up here and do one more song. I want you to think about this one thing. God knows what you're going through. God knows the feelings you're going through right now. God knows whatever you're searching with, whatever you're fighting with, whatever is going through your heart that you think, I just can't do it, God. I just want to give up. I just want to throw it away. I just want to stay hidden. I don't want to associate with people. I don't want to talk to nobody. I just want to keep to myself. That's not going to help. Because I'm telling you, the more you keep to yourself the problem you're going through, the more you keep neglecting to challenge the issue, to speak about it, it gets harder and harder and harder to deal with. Because I'm telling you this, if you don't let things go and let God take control of your life, you're going to be miserable. I have learned that. You know, one thing I tell the youth when we're talking, and sometimes we get really interesting conversations. And one thing I tell them to this, and this day four, and this goes for anybody in here, your past does not detect who you can be for God. You know, I hear people tell me, God can't love me. God, he can't do nothing for me. I have nobody. I have this. I don't have. God can do anything for you as long as you allow him to. You have to come in open arms, accept Jesus Christ of who he is, and he'll change your life. Now, I will say this. When you accept Jesus Christ, you're still going to face things in life, but you got someone there to help you through it all. Uh-oh. Somebody's upset. I want us to come up here and I want us to sing this song again, Fill Me Up. This song to me, and I want you to really listen to the words of this song, and I want you to really understand what it's saying. You know, a lot of times we go through emotions with a song, we go through different things with a song, and we listen to it, but we don't really understand the words, and we're not really focused on the words of the song. This song we JB brought to us a few weeks ago. And to me, it was one of the songs that just touched me because, and that night, it meant so much to me because all the stuff that we go through, and we're asking God to fill us up, to remove anything that in our life, take it all away, and fill us up with His Him, fill us up with His power, His joy, His love. I'm gonna have Miss Christina and Kim go ahead and sing it for us, and after they get through this, they're just gonna sing a couple of hymns of it. I want you to really think about the words of this song. Now we're going to have a prayer. If you feel like God in your prayer tonight, if you feel like tonight that something's on your heart that you need to let go, that you need to let Jesus Christ take full charge of it instead of keep carrying it and burying it and just keeping it stronger with you. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't let it go, you can't be happy. It will eat you up. Remember, God said His love is sufficient for anything you're going through in our lives.